Salutations, people. I am pinning our exclusive members program. And if anything, maybe I should take some time to go ahead and talk about that as people are joining in. Salutations to everybody. while everybody's joining in, I'm going to go ahead and say join our exclusive members program that you see listed right there. It is the pinned comment. What I kind of want to do, because I did say that people are, that I do want to do like a join-in conversation, let me try to rush through as many of these topics as I can, or get to a segment, get a segment done, and then we'll have like a viewer join in afterwards, and then we'll have that caller or somebody or whoever's joined the conversation, we'll let them go their way, and then we'll go into the next subjects. That is if people actually want to join and talk with us as we go down these topics. I will. Jay Bastis says, yo, talk about vegan activists backing out. I will. That's actually the second thing that we're going to be discussing after we talk about our people starting to wake up. The vegan movement, weed being weaponized, chemical and radiological plus biological warfare, stuff like that as well. We'll get into that. But I kind of wanted just to set the premise for people that were joining now for the future. Even whenever we do like radio shows, sometimes people will join and they'll say the craziest stuff and it takes the show in a completely different direction. So the option is there if you guys want to join. So now that we're kind of getting things rolling, I'll go ahead and just fly through these updates real quick. As I said before, the exclusive members program that you see right there, patreon.com/freedomfaction. Think about joining that to support the operation. I have to do a whole separate transmission, essentially with what we're doing with that boy, with what we're doing with our exclusive members program, because it is being reformed, it is being restructured. But I say it in passing, and I really need to break it down to people the importance of why we need to have exclusive members and what we're going to be doing here in the future. So if you guys want to be a part of that and help support the operation and everybody else at the same time, think about doing so. Patreon.com/freedomfaction. Also, the episode that we did 2 weeks ago with Ezekiel Reyes, formerly known as Black Sun Organite, we will be uploading that to Instagram or to our audio podcast feed this week so you good people can listen to it. I have some of the notes right here, and, you know, I'll be honest, man. That was a really different switch up of an episode because we were able to talk about what's going on in the community and why conscious creators need to kind of confront certain things, certain societal and cultural upholds, and get over that because there's a lot of things that are going on with that. So a very, very powerful episode. I'll try to get that out to you guys either today or tomorrow. And then after that, after I get that episode out to you guys, I know this is going to sound silly, and I know it sounds like I'm rambling, but I'll say this and get into some of these topics. But back in September, I did a protest or a march, essentially, with the Proud Boys out here in New Mexico. And if you guys listened to that live transmission, I basically gave you a download of everything that I was seeing, from the witches that were there to the people that were trying to start stuff to like 200 people versus like 15. It's like 15 of us just standing here holding flags. It's like there's like a mob of 200 people just like screaming obscenities, just like hating me. I got called a race traitor, a white supremacist. They did like a news story here too. It's crazy. So I'll be uploading that after I get the episode with Ezekiel out because it's important. It's important for a lot of reasons, but keep that in mind. So with that being said, let's get into some of these topics and what you guys are here to discuss, or what we're here to talk about. Are people starting to wake up? Jay Bastis talked about the vegan movement, people leaving that. We're going to be discussing that as well. Pete Page is leaving and posting anti-plant-based diets. Weed being weaponized. If we have time, we'll get into DMT. People always want to know about the DMT and the aliens. Chemical, radiological, and biological warfare. And then what I'll probably do to kind of switch stuff up is I'll open up that segment for a bit. If you guys want to talk about that, we only have an hour, so that's why I'm trying to fly through as much of this as I can. But I think what we'll do is we'll go through that first segment, offer up the airspace if people want to join us and talk about these types of things, and then we'll get into the next segment, human cloning, how far it's come, satanic symbolism that the elites use to communicate with one another, the Bible and its connection to the reality, and then we'll take another break, obviously, if we have time. If I don't, if I can shut up and get through these topics enough, we'll take a break. And then, in the third segment, this is all happening within an hour, we'll talk about the Epstein corruption, the Clinton connection, the externalization of the hierarchy, human trafficking, satanic ritual abuse, secret eugenics programs, shrinking the population, and so much more. So, yeah, that's the kind of spread we have for this transmission. And with that being said, let's start this. So now that you guys know, just keep that in mind. The first question is, are people starting to wake up? That was a fantastic. If you guys want several liberal arts, I would be very appreciative if you guys could tell me whenever I'm just like hitting the limit. He's right. So 15 minutes on each segment. Let me know whenever I'm kind of hitting the limit. I don't have a timer here. I got a clock, but this is a team effort, guys. So are people starting to wake up? I think that's a good question because yes, people are starting to wake up, and that's why they're also increasing the amount of information that people are being exposed to. And the vegan movement is a perfect example of this. People were aware of what was going on in the pharmaceutical with factory farming, what was going on with their meat, GMOs, and things like this, and the vegan movement was somewhat spawned to counter this. But back to the question of, are people starting to wake up? I think that they are, and this is why they're trying to put out so much information to get people to pay attention to all the misinformation so that they can mislead them. I do believe people are waking up. The conversations I'm having with people, young and old, it's amazing. And the depths that we're able to discuss things, it's real. But what I always end up noticing is this twinge of politics always comes in. And people have to understand that it's not the left-right duopoly that we pay attention to. It's the effects that they have upon society. Now, I'm not telling people to pay attention, not to pay attention to politics, because politics does pay attention to you. But what I am trying to make people aware of is the fact that these things can have a control on you if you let them. It is fulfilling to be informed. It is empowering to know things. They tell you all the time that ignorance is bliss, and I just feel like that's not the case. Ignorance is ignorance. That's just how it is. Knowledge is power. And that's why people have to know these things, which is one of the reasons as to why they are censoring information, curating consciousness, deleting pages, shadow banning things, and things like that. Yes, people are waking up. I tell you guys this all the time. We use their tools of enslavement as tools of enlightenment. And this is the reason why they're doing everything they can do to curtail information. I can't tell you from the years of us doing this, how many other news outlets that we no longer use because they've been removed. From Countercurrent News to the Event Chronicle, to various other places, they have been literally shadow banned and taken off the internet. And so that's a very simple question of, are people starting to wake up? But it means much more than that. And I talk about this all the time on the show about how things are going to intensify. The lies are escalating. The lunacy is escalating. The insanity is escalating. Things are going to intensify across the board. But as this happens, we will all grow accordingly. We will all respond appropriately. I know it seems like it's outlandish. I know it seems like it's lawless, like it's crazy, like there's no end to it. The end is whenever you've had enough. And I talk about that in the episode I did back in September, post the Proud Boys protest. The end is whenever you've had enough. And that's a part of that waking up process, not going along and understanding as to who you are and where you draw your own line. You see. So let's get into the vegan movement and pages leaving and posting anti-plant-based diets. Now, I don't want to sound rude when I talk about this stuff, because I talked about that this past Sunday on Fellowship of Freedom, that in the past we had Jesse of Vegan Takeover on to talk about this, and I want to have him back on the show and on the page if we can to talk about this stuff, to talk about the vegan movement, because I understand people want to be healthy, and I think people need to be healthy. We talk about this all the time, the biological warfare aspect of that. But what's going on with the vegan movement is it's bordering a cult. It's bordering like a whole lifestyle cult thing, to where if you don't abide by vegan rules, well, you're just not doing it right. You're not real vegan like us. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you really don't care about the animals. there's a whole separate thing going on with the vegan movement. And for longtime listeners and longtime followers, you guys know the conversations me and Charles Caston of Truth and Terrorism have really point out the truth behind this. Me being like the conspiratorial paranoid person that I am, I talk about how look at the joining of Monsanto and Bayer. You have the world's biggest pharmaceutical giant and the world's biggest agricultural giant coming together, and you guys don't think that that stuff's going to be sprayed on your food? We talk about chemtrails and all this other crazy stuff, but we don't talk about the glyphosate, the bisphenol A, and any of this other stuff that are being put on your food, and we're consuming that? No. You want me to turn myself into a cow and just consume all those things whenever I know you're out there spraying crops with glyphosate? It's been known to cause cancer and create tumors and all kinds of like creatures and stuff, and you want me to just give up meat and go straight to that? I'm good. I'm perfectly fine. And I'm not talking smack. I think what I'm trying to say is, like, this is why I've always maintained the position I have. And basically what I'm talking about is, over the past few weeks, you may have noticed that people within the vegan movement have kind of been exposing that the vegan movement isn't really something that's conscious aware. It's a lot of virtue signaling. It's a lot of look at how much better I am than you. I care about the earth. I care about the plants. You're just a dirty meat eater. You're a carnivore and a savage. And that's crazy because animals are not vegan. And so the whole vegan movement, and I'm not trying to put any of it down. I think everything has a purpose. And whenever I've talked with other vegans that we've had on the show, I've said that certain people that have certain biological and genetic configurations cannot be vegan. You tell me a society in the past that has been solely focused on just eating vegetables and fruits and things like this nature, and the whole vegan movement. It was too forceful, and there was way too many things that came with kind of being a vegan. It was bordering, like I said, a cult, where you have to jump the way that they say jump, follow the orders, and do all these different things. And they don't talk about the malnourishment. They don't talk about the calcium deficiency. They don't talk about their bones just withering. They don't talk about the struggling weight, the nausea, the sickness, the head fog, you know, the lethargia, the inability to, like, have extra energies. Like, think about that. And that's what we get whenever we actually eat meat. So I won't lie to you guys. I'm not a health expert. I'm not a nutritionist or any of those type of things, but we have these people on the show, and they'll tell you that animal products, steak, not necessarily pork, white meat, and other types of things like that, you need those. They're not going to discount that. But the whole vegan movement these days is literally designed to tell people, hey, look, you as a human being, it's not even about biological or being healthy. It's literally about the psychological and the cultural and the societal implications of it. You as a human being are bad. And if you care about the earth, you need to go vegan. That's the crazy part. It's not healthy. They're not doing real studies. It's literally designed to get people in a cult-like mindset. And so, you know, maybe in future transmissions, I'll talk about that more. But because there are people that are vegans, I don't want to sit up over here and sound like I'm bashing you. You're more than welcome to choose your own life choices. I'm sure I look like a meat-eating savage to some people, and that's okay, dude. But just as Mani Sinai said, each its own. So, moving on to the next topic. Weed being weaponized, possibly talking about DMT. That put that in this category of our people starting to wake up, because just the other day, and I should have messaged him before I came onto the air. Somebody had messaged me saying, hey, brother, do you have a minute to talk? I feel like I have an unhealthy addiction to marijuana. And so I want to say this and then I'll get into this. I love this job because part of it is working with that. Part of it is like being like a psychiatrist. Part of it's being like the shoulder to cry on. Part of it's doing a lot of these things. And so when people kind of come to me with these questions, they want the truth, you know, they want to be able to help. And I think addiction is the good way to put it, but I think this is a good way for me to kind of address that at the same time. Jerome Venom wants to join the live. If you give me 2 seconds to finish up the rest of these topics, I'll open up a segment where you guys can join in. But weed being weaponized and how that ties into people waking up and trying to address the DM I got about having an addiction to weed. I remember when we had on Riza Islam on Fellowship and Freedom, young black man like myself, we talked about that. We talked about how weed is literally being weaponized, not only to castrate people and pacify the population, but to dumb them down. So the question of being addicted to weed, that's not too far off. But the weed being weaponized is something that people need to look at. I'm sure people are seeing all these Juul pods, right? These vaping diseases and things like that, right? People are realizing that some of their Juul cartridges and vaping cartridges are tainted. Well, what the frick is, what's going on with weed? You just heard me freak out about Monsanto and Bayer teaming up together to spray the crops that myself and other and vegans would eat. Well, what the heck is going on with marijuana? Microsoft is getting involved in medical marijuana. There's all kinds of different people getting involved in medical marijuana. And what is that stuff designed to do? Literally designed to give you like a mental lobotomy. Just overloading it with chemicals. Some of the herb you smoke today, it'll dick you in the dirt. You'll be zoned out. You'll be like, oh. It's like you're literally smoking pharmaceuticals because you have pharmaceutical giants, people behind these types of things, actually engineering the marijuana. That's the simplest way to put it. What is a professional way to say this? Support your local businesses. There you go. Support your local businesses. Don't go industrial. Don't go corporate. Don't go after like these big box people. Ironically enough, I remember we had Taylor Kopp of Social Emotions on. We did a special episode because he's involved in the medical marijuana industry as well as cartridges and doing all this other stuff. We had a special episode where we went out of the way to talk about the tainted cartridges that people are smoking, the vaping diseases that are being happening to people, and just the weed of today. So to effectively answer that question of, you know, dealing with a weed addiction, sometimes you're not dealing with a weed addiction. Sometimes you're dealing with a chemical addiction. And that's what people need to understand. Sometimes you're smoking these things, and while you may think they have one effect, there's actually a whole other biological effect that's happening to you. It's like people that smoke cigarettes, they get addicted to the nicotine, not to the actual cigarette itself. They get addicted to the chemicals that's within it because your body needs it. And so that's what comes back to our people starting to wake up. Are you doing the drugs or are the drugs doing you? Do you have control of your mind? Do you have control of your body and everything else? Or are you just a slave to everything else? I want to talk about the DMT real quick, but I think I'll save that for like the other segment because I want to talk about chemical, radiological, and biological warfare while we're still talking about medical marijuana. I'm not trying to sit up over here and virtue signal to you guys. I'm telling you to support your local businesses or support your local independent business owners. Don't go to dispensaries. I don't go to dispensaries. I remember one time, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because I'm already jumped off this bridge. But I remember one time I got me some herb from like a dispensary dude, and I smoked it, and I went shopping, and all I could hear was just the weird like whoa, whoa, whoa. I like went shopping, and the cashier lady like looks at me. I'm with my girl, looks at me all crazy. And it was just like talking to me about how to check shit out. It was the craziest thing. And then like I felt like paranoid. Like I felt super weird. It was the one time I had like picked up some stuff from like the dispensary because my dude was just like in Cali, and I was just like I can't do that. It had me and the girlfriend fighting all kinds too, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like this is not weed, bro. What? And I probably shouldn't have said any of that, but dude, I'm trying to tell you, being honest, that these types of things are happening. And if you don't have an understanding as to what your normal natural configuration and what your normal base psychology is, then you can easily be taken over. But let's talk about that, you know, the chemical, the radiological, and the biological warfare. For people that have been paying attention for these past few weeks, I've had this kind of thought thread. That's the easiest way for me to describe it, of evolving warfare. I talk about spiritual warfare, psychological warfare, and then obviously biological warfare. I think this question, talking about chemical, radiological, and biological warfare, follows in that same vein. So thank you guys for asking that question. But I just described to you the chemical warfare that people have from simply smoking weed and the effects that it has upon their body. Now, the radiological warfare, that's from our phones, that's from like Wi-Fi devices, that's from the 5G, that's from everything. And this is why we try to, this is why I'm working on ways to bypass some 5G things, but that's a different discussion for a different day. The chemical warfare that people are undergoing, it comes from the chemtrails. It comes from the marijuana. It comes from the pharmaceuticals. It comes from what we drink. It comes from what we consume, what we eat, all this and so much more. And as I talked about in the previous transmission, and as I try to reiterate to you guys, you have to understand this stuff affects you as a whole. I just talked to you about how marijuana, sometimes people are addicted to the chemicals, just like nicotine with cigarettes. It's these chemicals that alter everything. Whenever they bioaccumulate inside of you, whenever all you're doing is consuming toxins, guess what? Your body has to literally generate enough energy to break these things down. The same way that it metabolizes fat. It has to generate energy to break these things down, to fight against it. But if your body is unable to generate energy to protect yourself, well, guess what? You're going to begin to shut down. You're going to begin to depreciate. You're going to begin to degenerate. And that's what I mean by the pacification of the population by using things like marijuana. And that's what people need to understand. Because it's the warfare is simply not carnal. And with the way that what the world is today, they have to trick us into getting us to take these things that are unhealthy for us. That's why the phones, these Apple phones, that's why they have the symbol of the eaten apple. They have to trick us into doing these things that are bad for us, only so it has twice the effect. I mean, good Lord, I understand drinking a beer and having a good time, but how much different would our worlds be if we promoted, I don't know, sitting down with people, having conversations out in nature? I don't know, like, we literally don't have, like, a vocabulary to talk about, like, a healthy world because of what we think of as fun. If you really think about it, what we think of as fun is destroying ourselves. And that's a whole different discussion for a different day. But I want to open up this segment real quick because I think we're coming up on the 15 time thing. I'm trying to do it. But I want to open up this segment right now. So if you guys want to join the chat to talk about the vegan movement, weed being weaponized, chemical, radiological, or biological warfare, people starting to wake up, go ahead and start doing that. And I will, I guess, let you guys join in. Because this stuff is important, you know, I talk all the time because like every Sunday I end up having like a steak after Fellowship and Freedom or some kind of something I could cook on the grill to help calm down. And I talk about that, you know, how I'm not really trying to sit up over here and virtue signal. I still eat steak. I still do all these different things, but I also find myself eating more healthy, eating like a handful of nuts. I had like a whole smoothie before I came onto the air. Took like magnesium pill before I popped up over here. And I feel like I'm a completely different person because I'm beginning to take care of my body. I'm beginning to care about how I feel. It's not something you trivialize. I'm beginning to take care of everything that's going on, looking at where I'm slacking, and really getting into order. And that's the whole point of everything that we're talking about these days, is to keep you in balance, to keep you in disorder, disharmony, confused, broken, and just put into a position to where you feel like there's no solution, there's no outcome, there's no hope for you. That's what I mean by the psychological warfare. But they have to break you by using things like the pharmaceuticals, like the marijuana, like the liquor, like these drugs. Like, think about it. I just put up just yesterday, about how Mexican drug cartels are selling fake prescription pills that are basically fentanyl. They're literally killing people. And this is Mexico, not China. China's literally shipping it in here. We've posted about how they're getting it in through the mailing system. Mexican drug cartels are literally just giving it to people as prescription pills. And this shit is killing people. So this is, again, more of that chemical warfare affecting your biology. Just eating that stuff up like Skittles. So, unfortunately, we didn't really... I'm going to keep this segment open a little bit longer. Maybe for the next maybe for the next few minutes for if people want to come in and talk about these things. Other than that, I got to move on for the sake of time. So if you guys want to join in and talk about people waking up, vegan movement, weed being weaponized, chemical, radiological, and biological warfare, now's the time. If not, I'm going to kind of brush past it, talk about DMT, and then move into human cloning, how far it's come, satanic symbolism, the Bible, and more. I'm doing it. We have somebody joining us. We will see. Maybe.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, man, fired up. How are you, brother?
I'm pretty much the same. Yeah, my day hasn't been too busy, but you know, it's good to see people talking about this stuff, especially with such consistency and there's not so much faith. We're willing to get down to the brass tacks of things and not pretend we know things. You know what I mean?
I hear you, brother. I think sometimes I feel like a crazy man shouting into cyberspace talking about these things because I hear other people talking about it. But I feel like by doing this, you know, you, like yourself, you can hear these things. You can say, hey, listen to this crazy guy talk about this stuff, and then you can go from there.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, I guess for some people it takes like being in the truth community long enough, being through the hardships of it to realize that, you know, you can talk about pretty much anything and learn from it, you know?
Oh, yeah, bro. Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. And I know this is going to sound weird, but the sooner I got used to like kind of being like humiliated, people talking smack.
Yeah.
Opinions, yeah. Went through whatever that gauntlet is, whenever I realized that part of that is people's projection and also their ignorance because they truly don't know, once I learned that that was a human psychology that I was experiencing, I was able to go past that. I was able to like break through my own personal thing and other people's things, a generational thing, to begin to look at things in a bigger context. And so when I talk about all this stuff, I know it sounds batshit crazy. people need to understand that if we don't talk about these things, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be even crazier than us.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm. You know, the truth sets you free. It's always sweet. There's no such thing as a sweet truth.
Where are you from, bro? Is Britain?
Yeah, I'm in the UK. I'm from Wales.
Oh man, I could hear it. Your accent is awesome.
Thank you.
But real quick question before I let you go. What does all this stuff seem like to you? What's going on over here in America? What does this seem like to you over here in the UK?
Well, I mean, if we're going to get into 5G and stuff, those like towers, they just look like bouquets of Xanax bars. So I guess like the symbolism doesn't really fall short there. You know, it could be that they're using it to surveil, like surveillance tactics, but it's most likely stuff that they put in the air is like cybernetically attached somehow to the frequencies they're emitting. And yeah, I've read like a little bit into that from, I think, some like guy from Holland, I believe. He talks about Morgellons disease or Morgellons.
Oh, you're talking about Harold Kautzvala, I think.
Ah, that's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you, I mean, out there in the UK, do people ask questions, or do you see other people raising alarms about 5G and the other things that are?
Yeah, I was actually talking to a girl the other day. She lives like fairly near me, and she's like, you know, she was she posted up on his story that she'd been having a bad day, and that I was having a bad day. So I messaged her, and we were just talking about things, and then you know we sort of talked about how the world was fucked. And then that came up, so.
You know, because I want to get into, like, human cloning and all this other crazy stuff as well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think, because I know there's this air of, like, hopelessness that's, like, being put out there. Do you think that's being done on purpose, or, like, what are you?
Like, you mean, like, homelessness, like, like what's the word? Like running low and poverty. Do you mean like they're like amplifying the poverty of the situation though?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, another one thing they use is the overpopulation agenda,
They do.
and that's an example that can be easily disproven.
Oh, I.
So, it isn't really like we're. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird. It's like we could quite easily make this earth better, but I think we've been divided so long and now we're so privy to privacy that we just don't know each other like family, and we can't trust each other simply because we don't know each other like family.
It's a sad truth, bro. We posted about the other day, Omnicide, how many different people want this like extinction level event. And I think just emblematic of just like all the other crazy things that are going on out there, dude. Like people, that it's the nihilism, it's the apathy, it's that suicide spirit, it's that
Yeah.
people giving up.
And ultimately, the irony of that is that they have love and they have passion, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to seek that alternative as a one-upmanship, as a resolution. You
Precisely.
know, nihilists aren't true nihilists. The same as agnostics. There's no such thing as an agnostic, because how do you know that you don't know? It's just paradoxical.
It's like
You have to know something.
how much faith does it require to be an atheist?
A lot of faith,
Exactly, but they don't
because NASA, because you have to take testimony out your ass, like.
you.
So I don't know if this live can, like, you can swear and stuff, but you know,
Oh, no,
it's really not what you say, but how you say it, people. When you know how to say what you mean, you don't need to mean what you say so much. You don't take things personally because you're not lost in the complexity of it, and that's the thing. They profit from complexity, so it's much easier for them to win, because all they have to do is spread truth and encourage you to put faith into things that will damage your integrity, but to your friends, not to them.
I like everything you're saying, brother. What are closing thoughts? What do you want to leave the audience with?
Damn, but I feel a bit on the spot now. So, I don't know. I don't know now. Shit. Just know your power, you know, and be the king of your temple. And you don't need to rely on, you know, the only reason we can have responsibility of in each other and rely on each other is because we can rely on ourselves. So, yeah, I
Hey,
don't know.
no, that's fine, bro. People don't know their power, and that's why I want to say think about it. I think this is a good way for me to send you off. Your courage and all of your statements have literally echoed throughout our history of doing this, and it's you knowing your power and coming here to share this time with us that's important. So I want to say thank you, brother. We got to go from
Thank
here.
you, brother. Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you. Have a good night.
Oh, you stay strong out there, brother. Hey, there he goes. That was pretty cool. I won't lie. That was really cool. And I didn't ask him his name. Shucks. Darn. All right then. Well, very, very powerful stuff. And it's good to know that people, even in the UK, or people around the world are waking up. So to answer the question that we had at the start of that segment, yes, people around the world are starting to wake up. So now let's talk about human cloning, how far it's come, satanic symbolism that the elites use to communicate, the Bible, and its connection to reality. The person that we just had to join the live talked about how the nihilism, the apathy, the suicide spirit, this population control, the omnicide, how it is taking over, how people are giving up, how people they don't have a lot of hope for the future, and even before coming on to the air. I was reading an article about a population collapse, a population reduction. And this is also something that's being promoted by the climate change agenda through Agenda 21 and so much more. This is the whole New World Order agenda to manage the population. Just to put a pin on that, so we can talk about these other topics. You know, this is why I always talk about that pro-human, renaissance-based future that needs to happen. It's the only thing that I think is going to save humanity. When everybody understands that they're not just another number in the system, that they're actually divinely inspired and created through God, you have a whole different understanding as to who you are and what's going on. You don't see yourself as just some random fleshly meat sack that's hanging out here that has to go to work here. If you don't think of yourself that's how a lot of people think of themselves. They don't think of themselves as being a blessing and a gift to this world, and being able to have the honor of having conversations like that, have the honor of being involved in other people's lives. It truly is the perception. Our guest left us with talking about how be the king of your own temple. Be the king of your own temple. This is what we talk about all the time. How we need to refer to our bodies as simply that, as temples, not meat sacks. But you see, there's that perception, understanding again, how we have to really begin to appreciate all that we've been given, all that we've been blessed by from the Most High, because what we're going to be talking about now is human cloning. The sons of man, as I call them, how far it's come. And the reason they're pushing this human cloning, or at least organic robotoids, avatars, Project Avatar, or any of these other things, is because this is the transhuman goal. This is why they're trying to get people in this depreciative mindset that they have today, where they hate themselves, where they say, "Oh, I'm ugly, body dysmorphia, oh, I'm not pretty, but if I go online and I get the right angle, I'll be beautiful enough." This is all a long-term game, and human cloning ties into it. They have to get us to a point, human cloning, biohacking, transhumanism, all of this stuff. They have to get us to a point to where we tell ourselves right now in our current human configuration, we're weakened, we're disheveled, we're dehumanized. And through science and technology, we will be able to become Godmen. We will be able to transcend humanity. That sounds like the oldest line in the book. That sounds like the lie from Satan. But that's what's happening. So how does that tie into human cloning? Long-term listeners and long-term followers remember when Gucci clone or Gucci Mane got up out of his situation. I was like, that dude's cloned. When Kanye West came out of his rehab center after coming out for Trump a few years back, I said, look at his hair, look at his act, look at how he's acting. The dude was cloned. Whenever he produced that music video, Famous, with Ray J, Caitlyn Jenner, Katy Perry, Donald Trump, wax figurines. I was like, look, he's just trying to soft disclose to you that they're doing clones. When you have Nicki Minaj walking around Hollywood saying hashtag stop human cloning, they're trying to tell you that human cloning is a very real thing. Human cloning, like, if you guys want a thing to go look into the work or into that speech of Dr. Peter Beter, where he talks about organic robotoids being created by the Soviets in like the 60s. It's like the 60s, and then they deployed them back in like the 90s, and then that they had almost wanted to create one of Jimmy Carter. It's a crazy story, but they've had clones, both organic and mechanical, for I don't want to say hundreds of years. I'll go ahead and say for like decades. And the reason behind this is because they want to be able to control people. I had posted yesterday about how this Russian company Promobot has unveiled their new RoboC humanoid clone. And the idea behind this is because it's not a biological clone. It's a robot that replicates humanity. And I think people need to understand that there's two different types of clones. You have like the biological ones that where they get your DNA, they're able to create that, put it in a test tube, make you real quick, bing, bang, boom. And then they also have the organic robotoids where they take your likeness and then they simulate it on something that's not real. And that's, to me, crazy. I talk about this all the time, how whenever I had stumbled upon the work of Donald Marshall a few years back and found out about REM clones, REM clones, is where they were literally able to snatch your consciousness as you were sleeping and then put it in something else. We're talking about consciousness transference, which is something else entirely to me. And so the topic of human cloning isn't something simple, you know, because we're talking about all these different factors. What is consciousness? What is your legacy? What is humanity? What is alive? I mean, do you guys think the clones have souls? I mean, you have a mother, you have a father, you have a history, but this thing that just spawned from you, it doesn't have that. Does it have a soul? Does it have a lineage? And that's the type of stuff that people need to think about. So the very reality of human cloning is very strange. We've talked about human-animal hybrids, human-animal or animal-human hybrids, chimeras. They've cloned dogs in China. They've cloned apes and dogs in North Korea. I talked earlier this year about the scientist from China, He Jianqiu, who created HIV AIDS-resistant babies, two of them. And so this is all a part of that transhuman agenda, biohacking, and how far human cloning has become. And this is some of the strange parts in history. If people go, what is it? What is it? Let me make sure I say this the right way. What is it? The boy, is it the boys from Argentina? Because our comments have been bucked up. Do you guys know, audience, do you guys know if it was the boys from Argentina that book back in the day that talked about human cloning going on in Argentina and how it was tied into the Nazis? I'm not sure if that's the title of it, but there's a book out there where it talks about just that, of how post-World War II, when Hitler retreated to Argentina, he had began human experimentation, cloning experimentation on his body to extend the line. They wanted to make a clone of the Fuhrer, and the information got out about his cloning operations that he was carrying out in the 50s and the 60s, and then this is like how they were able to track him down. I think it's the boys from Brazil. There you go. Boom. It's the boys from Brazil. Go look it up. They documented this type of stuff. And that's what I'm saying. The history of cloning is very real, and the implications behind it are even more terrifying, because people don't know if they're really dealing with the real people. I joke with the girlfriend all the time. If you ever see me like clean cut and clean shaven and just like not gnarly and just like if I like obey all the laws and I'm not talking about, anti-government shit, that's how you know I've been cloned. Because they want to be able to control people. And so I think that's a good way for me to kind of switch up into talking about satanic symbolism that the elites use to communicate. I want to rush over here and grab I want to rush over here and grab my Michigan State Police occult reference material from November 1988 to talk to you guys about that, because there is, again, a history to it. Like, there's a legitimate history to satanic symbolism, occult behavior, ritual abuse, and so much more. And that's what trips me out. The question of satanic symbolism and that the elite use to communicate. Well, am I supposed to sit up over here and go, hey guys, I'm not Illuminati confirmed? Or, hey guys, I'm not Illuminati confirmed? You see, like, you have to understand how these people operate. And it is in deception, it is in manipulation, it's in lies, it's in trickery. And the thing about that, the good Lord above gives us the ability of discernment. It's people who believe in lies and practice that deception and live in lies. That don't understand the rat hole that they dug for themselves, and they're unable to have that discernment to seek after the truth, to know these things, to pierce through it. The satanic symbolism that people that the elites use to communicate. I think I had talked about this in pre not in previous, not 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 last week, but I talked about now deceased FBI director, now deceased head of FBI directing in California Ranch. Ted Gunderson, talking about Ted Gunderson and how back in like the 80s, coming into the 90s, he was finding all kinds of strange symbolism in churches, in public buildings, in schools, community centers. He was finding all kinds of different strange markings, tunnels throughout like entire cities to where children were being kidnapped from local areas and just dragged underneath these tunnels. And then when Ted Gunderson went into these tunnels, to follow these kids and to follow the case and where all this evidence was taking us, he was noticing all these strange symbols and all this crazy stuff, and how it had all led to satanic ritual abuse. I had also talked about this as well, that one of the guests that we've had on the show, Dr. John A. King, an anti-human trafficking expert, as well as a PTSD expert, he's helping people work through that, especially the veterans that come back from war and have, like, who are shell-shocked. He helps people work with that. But whenever he was talking to me about some of the cases, when he was stopping human trafficking, I had asked him, John, you know, whenever you're finding these kids and you're coming up on these locations, are you actually seeing occult symbols? Are you seeing anything strange that would indicate that there is a satanic element involved with all these things? He says in so many certain words, yes, I am noticing that some of these people do have occult markings behind these things, that some of these rooms, these torture chambers, that they have pentagrams in them, that they have weird markings all over the place. Again, I had mentioned, I think just the other week or the week before that, the work of Russ Dizdar from Ragged Edge Radio and Shadow of the Darkness Radio, who has been doing this since before I was even born. Literally created a whole separate program for law enforcement so that they could begin to identify some of the strange markings that they were finding on these people. The ritual killings are ridiculous. Like, the mass graves are ridiculous. Like, the strange things that law enforcement finds that they have no understanding of, it comes from that. It comes from the satanic symbolism that the elites use to communicate. And I had talked the other day, and I think this will play a huge part in what we talk about in the next segment. I talked the other day, you know, about the organization of evil and how we can look at Antifa and we can look at their ground troops. We look at their ground troops, their organizers, their shot callers, their influencers, their financiers, and then their icons. We can look at the structure of Antifa from George Soros down to the regular day people that join it. We can look at that whole structure and identify it, right? The same thing can be said for some of these satanic elements and these occult elements that are working here in America. This is why I talk to you all the time about the witches that bind Trump, the occultists, the Satanists, the Luciferians, and so much more. These things don't just randomly happen. They're actually organized, and that's what people need to understand. And so, boosh, the symbolism that they use to communicate is to let them know the time frame that we're in and the parts of the agenda that they need to carry out. Pure, plain, and simple. I for 2 weeks, talked to you good people about somewhat of the structure of Freemasonry and how that all goes on, right? It's the same thing with the Satanists and how they have to communicate. They do it through headlines. They do it through symbolism. They do it through news. They do it through random events that happen throughout society. They do all kinds of different things to talk about what part of the agenda is taking place. And I'm sorry that I can't pull out for you guys my quick occult reference material to talk about it, but it's all over the place, you know, from the Google symbol. And that's the, you could, from the Google symbol of the 666, and then them having the operating system of Adreno Chrome. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. But it's definitely there, and that's how it all works. They have to use numerology. They have to use symbolism. They have to use all of these different things to go on. And that's why it is a cult. It is hidden. It's hidden it's hidden in plain sight. And whether or not people have that perception to understand these things or to see these things, that's what we have to really discuss. Are people really waking up to the satanic panic that is really here in front of us today? So, Bible and its connection to reality. I'm over here talking about Satanists, Luciferians, and occultists. I don't know how much time we have, probably not a lot, so I'm going to go ahead and fly through this and then try to open up this segment for people, because I would like to have somebody else join with us as we close out. But I'm over here talking about Satanists, occultists, Luciferians, and so much more, right? If you don't understand that the Bible is real, I really don't know what to tell you. Some of these people are using it as a playbook. I've talked about this too. Part of my whole journey down this whole true seeker life that I have now is apparently rediscovering the Bible and its authenticity. I've talked about how the Bible is like a transtemporal item that just tells us the past, the future, and so much more. And because we live in a world these days of atheists, agnostics, and people that don't care, they've removed the credibility of the Bible and denounced it and said, look, that's just some book written by old white dudes. There's nothing real to it. But yet you read that thing and you're literally reading history. You're reading human history, human psychology. You're hearing our nature. You're hearing how we do things. You're hearing how the flesh acts, regardless of if people have other things going on. You hear how we deny the spirit all throughout the Bible. It's truly crazy to me. And it to me is like where I'm able to pull upon these truths. And in another way, you know, just the fact that, because I just had that caller call in, you know, he had talked about how it takes too much faith to be agnostic. And I had joked about how it takes too much faith to be atheistic. The Bible literally talks about like all of how many different times throughout our history we try to deny the very real reality of like what's actually going on and how our home is not carnal, how it's not fleshly, how it's not here. We come from a different place. But you start talking about that in the Bible, spirituality, religion, any of that other stuff, you'll have people saying it's not true. You'll say it's not real. They'll say there's nothing real with that. And I say to them, go on believing that. And I think that is a better way for me to open up these phone lines. I'm not sure how much time we have. What is it? It's like 1:10. We might cut out at 1:20. I'm not sure. So I don't want to close it, but I'm going to go ahead and open up this segment for people that want to join in and talk about human cloning, satanic symbolism, the Bible, its connection to reality, and so much more. So yeah, if you guys want to join in and talk about that, go ahead and do so. And we'll go from there. I'll take whichever one comes. And I feel like I have to go ahead and make this statement, you know, that I didn't really come into this being like a Bible thumper or like a believer in God or any of this type of stuff. I've talked about this before, how I came into this kind of through the paranormal New Age movement, and how I find myself kind of coming back to the Bible and connecting it to all this stuff. You know, one of the things that kind of stands out in my mind as I talk about satanic symbolism and all this other crazy stuff is how they talk about in the Bible, how they go about inventing brand new evils, how their minds are so corrupt, their souls are so shattered that for enjoyment, they go around like inventing new evils. And so I think to my mind, like, good Lord, what could that mean to invent new evils? Well, what new evil is having what kind of new evil is having a pedophile read to your child? What kind of new evil is it to let a Satanist, an open and devout Satanist, sit next to a child? What new evil would have people forcibly injecting aborted fetal tissues into children, into people, saying it's for health? What new evils could these people create? And that's what I mean, because something I don't know which Bible is the truth, but something in the Bible keeps talking to us about how we have this fallen human nature, and if we don't seek after God, we're going to become of the world. We're going to become fleshy. We're going to become carnal. We're going to hate things. We're going to just be in this world doing evil things, trying to hate as many people as possible and kill as many as we can. And that to me is crazy, because God knows how long we've been here on this realm, in this world, but you have this transtemporal item, as I talked about beforehand, that literally talks about human nature in so many different ways that all we can literally do is say it, like it's not real. We literally get exposed to ourselves and say, that's not me, I can't do that, but then we go ahead and perpetuate the very same habits and patterns that are displayed there. It's crazy. So if you guys want to go ahead and join this segment, I'm going to leave it open for a few more minutes. If you guys want to join and talk about human cloning, satanic symbolism, the Bible, and its connection to reality, now's the time. If not, I think I should probably start trying to close this out. yes, deception. Yeah, it's crazy. All of this is crazy, you know. And so I find myself, the more I get immersed in this work, the more I begin understanding of myself, spirituality, time, and so much more, I find myself just like studying things differently, being given a completely different discernment. Like I'm a completely different person from whenever I entered into this
because the truth, as it says, has set me free. It's changed me into a completely different person. I don't do a lot of the things that I used to do. We have some requests. Let me see if I can get that. Mani Sinai, I don't know if you asked to join recently, but I'm going to see if you want to join with the time frame that we have. Mani!
Oh, shit. Damn
Mani!
it.
Now I'm talking to you.
Give
Where
me.
you been?
Oh, shoot. Okay, well, I wanted to talk. All right, let me get the seeds out of my mouth because I am a pro vegan person, and yeah, that was kind of my bad. My bad. Now I'm all shy and stuff.
You're good. What it well
All right, let me get myself together. So now that I'm jumped in, and give me a little bit of room to speak because I love hearing you speak. And hello to the wife, and I hope they're screen recording on their end and you get your footage in because you have grown drastically from when I first start following you. And I just want to start that off right there. King, you're doing your damn thing. I see people that I've been following have their page taken down and that has been having these follow base that, you know, you can get either shy and you can either hate yourself or you can be striving in this community. This community is a harsh community because we are here. I'm gonna give a visual. We're here to like either bring each other up and elevate each other or harsh to say, be political. I'm just gonna stay like that. We have to get ourselves out of the political way and get ourselves in our spirit, mind, and body way. And seeing you grow is one thing. So let's go to the human cloning. It's been doing a drastic measure. I actually been following a nutritionist page, and with the meat and stuff, they have been telling us not to give our blood out, and I still stand by not giving our blood out. But if you have to, you have to. Certain times you have no choice, but you have to sometimes. Just the, you know, of course, well-being wise, because if you're not a person that's, you know, of a descent that, you know, doesn't believe, you know, wait before marriage, because I remember at a young age, you know, having a abstinence thing, and I'm barely, you know, with that as well until you figure out whatever. But that's neither here nor there. I wanted to talk about the cloning thing because I remember in high school, and I'm 27 years old right now, and in high school they were talking about cloning pigs and cloning, you know, animals. So imagine right now what they're doing with the humans. People are wanting this. People are wanting the chips in their hand. Have you seen a few? You're giving us the footage to tell us, like, look, this is going on, and what are you wanting to do about it? What are you doing about it? Today's a voting day. I'm in New Jersey now. I moved from Orlando. And I just wanted to know what you felt about the cloning and how do we all come together to shed awareness on this cloning situation and not being, like they say in the Bible, I'm non-denominated. I don't believe in a denomination. But I do realize that every time you say Christ, and I do sage, not for witch stuff or whatnot. I understand that there are heavy witchers out there. I'm not a witch person, but cloning and everybody wanting it. What about the people that want it? What do you, the ones that, you know, I have a child. She's going to school. She might be aware of it watching your page. And, you know, she's 7 years old and I don't want her watching your page. Let's just say that. But
Understand.
if there are kids at the age of 18 looking up to you, I am a mom and I'm happy for you. I'm pro you.
Real quick, because I got 20% and I want to answer your
Go.
questions, and I want to get. But before I answer that, do you think that we have human clones already?
Fucking yeah.
I would think so. And so then,
Yeah.
asked this question earlier, do you guys think that those clones have souls, or are they just like
They
created?
don't have, I don't think they have, I, you know, that's the good ass question. Yeah, that's a good question. the soul part. I think it's a vessel for the souls to be transpired, transferred into the host. It's just like a the bugs in Florida, the love bugs, they were made in the U.S.